The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I come once again to talk on another subject of which may interest you. It is about the law of attraction and its workings within the material world. It is a law that indicates that like attracts to like, a sort of magnetism and resonance that is evident in your world, even amongst material objects. There is a drawing of forces, a connection between seemingly solitary objects that are drawn together by unseen forces. And so it is with humanity that many individuals are drawn together. And it may seem a mystery as to how this may be, but indeed these are the laws in action, the forces exerted and expressed in ways that make possible connections amongst individuals that may seem somewhat impossible or remote, but indeed come to be as time passes. Many individuals are drawn together, one to another, because of a like-mindedness and a certain expression and direction in their lives that draw them together into a resonance of connection and an agreement of thought and a desire that comes from the soul that is expressed and broadcast into the world. There are many layers that come into play that bring about the eventual interconnectedness of various souls in your world. As well, there is the guidance of God and the influence of angels that also lead another upon a trajectory that will bring a guided connection with another. And I know that it is difficult for you to understand these laws, considering the great complexity of human action and thought in the world. millions upon billions of actions that take place in a day on your earth, how does the individual navigate through this great maze of choice and action and thought, which reflects the human condition? And yet through this maze, the soul's intention, married with God's intention, and the intention of another, seemingly draws the individuals together in some circumstance and situation that assures connectivity and, in most cases, a recognition deep within that there is something valuable and interesting in forging the bond of the connection with another. God's will plays its part within this scheme. And in this, he keeps his angels busy, attempting to guide and influence individuals so that they may indeed come together at some point. Of course, God will not interfere with free will and will not insist that two individuals will acknowledge this resonance, this law of attraction, which has brought them together and together for a purpose. But indeed, in many occasions, individuals do acknowledge and recognize this attraction and will follow through with reaching out to another who has within them something that interests that individual. That intuitive sense of being drawn to another is an important aspect to acknowledge and to act upon when meeting another individual. At times there is a repulsion between individuals, which would indicate a dissonance in thought and intention and desire between those individuals. So this law acts conversely as well. And yet the power of attraction, and I am not just talking about attractions between the two sexes, but attraction between minds and souls, between the auras and energies of the individuals that feel comfortable and attractive. This law plays an important part as we guide you along your path and put before you many opportunities to connect and reach out to others this positive resonance between individuals makes for a powerful opening. If one is indeed a channel of light and love for God, there is more readily an acceptance of this influence between two individuals, an opening that is powerful and can bring many blessings through. Although there are certainly times when the receiver is not even aware of what it has received and may not even be aware of the law of attraction working in this case. But still, there is a fulfillment of God's will and desire for a blessing to that individual. It is for you as God's channels to be sensitive to and aware of the possibilities that God places before you. It is important that you live your life in a way that the higher intentions of your soul, in alignment with the intentions of God's soul, work together in harmony, and therefore will create a powerful opportunity for blessings to flow. In many ways, those angels and spirits who are your guides are with you because of the law of attraction. There is a similarity between your personality, your light, your desires, your destinies with those who have gone before you and have traveled the path towards light. In such a way that they are a powerful influence upon you. That influence comes with the resonance between souls. The resonance between souls is the enactment of the law of attraction. These dynamics and connections are often not well understood by you upon the earth plane. Yet you often are pleased, sometimes impressed, or even have a sense of awe at what God has accomplished in your life, bringing many beautiful souls to you, whom you feel compatible with and resonant with in many ways on many levels. In comparison to the planes of spirit, the law of attraction is not as strong nor direct. But nonetheless, it continues to be active in the material world. And many of you are the beneficiaries of this law in a great variety of ways. How else do you form communities, beloved souls? Many begin by reading a book, by being inspired to pray for God's love and drawing that gift of love within them through prayer. And with the power of that gift of love given by God, it creates a resonating light that others with such a light are drawn to. One often seeks out community, fellowship, friendship from those who have similar experiences, beliefs, and ideas. But also a powerful element is the soul's energy, light, presence within you that is constantly broadcasting out into the world its light and its desires. On what you call a soul level, this call is sent by another soul who is also calling forth, desiring to make connections with many upon the earth plane of similar experiences and soul condition. Along with this dynamic, the angels, guided by God, make great efforts to help facilitate these connections. And so communities are formed not just by happenstance, but with purpose and with direction, which God has in his way orchestrated through his angels, through the bright spirits, through each individual on the earth plane. These varied and complex interactions have their very roots in God's will. Though it may take some time and many steps in order to be realized. And thus, the law of attraction upon the earth plane is a somewhat diffused expression and is not often direct, obvious, and powerful in its influence and effects on the individual. Though as you grow in divine love, so these things will become very obvious indeed. And within your soul, as you are sensitized to its senses and intuition and feelings, there will be an obvious signal that there is purpose to your meeting someone and forging a bond or relationship that may be short-lived or long-lived, but will have purpose. I would urge all of you to continue to listen to your souls. For within the wisdom of your souls, God may guide you and guide you in ways that are direct, powerful, and purposeful. You pray to be a channel of God's love, and so through the actions of the laws, including the law of attraction, you are able to express and fulfill God's will through your instrumentality. The law of attraction in the spirit world is very direct indeed and very powerful. It determines the sphere in which a spirit that has newly entered into the spirit world must reside. His or her spiritual condition, mental condition, determines exactly the positioning that they will take in the spirit, many spheres of spirit and subspheres of spirit that are part of the reality of the spirit world. They then reside with individuals who are indeed of like mind, and very much so, as well as spiritual light or condition that has been brought on by a lifetime spent upon the earth plane. So spirits form communities as well, at least those that are not within the very dark conditions of the hells. Even they at times seek out others, but are often isolated, alone in their deprivation, their suffering. And yet this condition of suffering has been brought about by the law of attraction, placing them in the sphere that is most suited for their condition. It is important that you urge those upon the earth plane whom you meet that they seek light, that they seek to do good in the world. For the consequences of fostering evil and darkness upon the material plane are very direct indeed when one passes over into the spirit world. There are many, many worlds within the spirit world, worlds that have been created by individuals of like mind and have in essence created their own reality through this constant reinforcement of thought and attitude and action that is shared amongst their particular community. Indeed, there are certain laws that pertain to this and certain elements that are consistent in the existence of the spirit spheres but still there is a great deal of possibility of creating one's own sense of the world of spirit. And so, as you walk upon the earthly plane, you have much leeway to practice and to apply the law of attraction in your life. There is much that can be accomplished with an understanding of this law and how one may go about their lives seeking for the highest, seeking for light, seeking to serve and love, seeking to be an instrument of God's will. As you exercise your choices in life, so you set into motion many laws, including the law of attraction. And you may draw to you many beautiful souls of like mind and like intention. And in this way, as you gather together, so you create a formidable force in the world. You draw the light of God's love, presence, blessings, healings into your midst. And this you broadcast out into the world as a collective channel for God. All this is accomplished through free will and the law of attraction, amongst many other laws. The earth's life is a great gift. It entails many possibilities, many opportunities. You who live your life in a material world that seemingly provides all your needs, material needs, you may also apply this law to draw to you many opportunities to serve God, to serve humanity, and to uplift yourselves. When you pray, you are utilizing the law of attraction. You are asking God to bless you. You are drawing yourself to God as God is ever drawing himself to you. There is a resonance of the soul that makes possible the blessings that God has to give to you. And as you pray, you also draw the celestial angels into your midst. You draw forces and energies that are in alignment with God. And may bring powerful outcomes, open many doors, bring many blessings to you. As one begins to understand these laws of life, then you open doorways that were, to some degree, not accessible to you in the past. It is important to study the laws, to understand that with knowledge of the laws and acting upon them, practicing them in your daily life, so you are forging a greater harmony and connection with your Heavenly Father, the Creator of all. You understand the law of love as you pray to receive this great gift, a gift that brings powerful transformation and outcomes within your soul. You understand the law of free will that allows you to choose with each breath. You understand the law of compensation and wish to do good in your life so that this law may not act against you and create suffering for you if you choose that which is not in harmony with God. You are coming to understand many things about your own soul and its capacities and capabilities, and to understand the complexities of your body and your spirit body. There are many aspects and elements of life that you are coming to understand and to acknowledge. Whether that be within your mind or your soul, in both cases, it empowers you to act in harmony with God's laws. For knowledge of the law brings the possibility of acting inside the effects of those laws in your life with positive outcomes. Your angel friends spend much time tutoring you and teaching you of these laws and the importance of acting within these laws in harmony. Yet there is a countervailing influence upon you, which is the human condition, and that which you were born into and have been nurtured in all of your lives. The mind has a great sway upon your choices and your perceptions of the world. And yet, as you continue to grow within your souls and come to know the great wisdom that is within your soul, the true and deep understanding of these laws that resides within your soul, so you are coming into greater alignment with all that is part of God's creation. and less. Time spent being distracted within your mind with things that are not in alignment with God. This process continues to work upon you. Your souls continue to grow in love as you pray each and every day for this gift. The power of this blessing continues to transform you and to influence you. Soon your mind will not be the predominant influence upon your daily actions and decisions. Instead, there will be a co-creative outpouring of insight and wisdom that comes from both the soul and the mind. This marriage of both will be a powerful catalyst for many actions and decisions of the future. As you continue to pray to be used as an instrument for God, this emerging understanding and wisdom will play a major part in your instrumentality, in how God may use you. The latitude of how God may use you will increase greatly because of the incorporation of the soul's wisdom, the influence of the soul, which is always receptive to God, will be great and effective in your work. You are beginning to realize how important it is to discipline your mind. For there are two centers within you which broadcasts thought and energy out into the world. It is your soul and your mind. When they are in harmony together, then what is broadcast is much more powerful, exponentially so. And you may be indeed a powerful instrument for God, a channel of love and light. And as this resonance and unity within you grows, so you become more effective as his instruments. You are much more easily guided, and you see more clearly what that which is to be done, the words that are to be spoken, the actions that are to be enacted, the love that flows more readily and powerfully through you. In this way, the light that you are becoming acts powerfully through the law of attraction to draw others to you. You have experienced individuals who have an aura about them a charisma, as you call it, that is powerful. And you cannot help but respond to this, to feel the drawing towards that individual that is, in effect, your soulful response to that individual. And so in time, you will gain a certain charisma, not one that is born from ego and mental talent, but one that comes from a soul resonating and broadcasting in God's love and God's will. This will indeed make you a powerful channel in the world. And this the world needs desperately, to have more who can bring the truth of God's love, the salvation of the soul, to many individuals. There are many, many souls seeking in the world. And in that seeking, they are enacting the law of attraction. And in this, provided you are easily or readily guided and are powerful as a channel of light and love, you may answer the call, and you will feel and know the law in action, as will the other whom you are in contact with. You see how growing in God's love can bring many, many wonderful opportunities, possibilities to your life. You will understand how the power of love within your soul will enact the law of attraction in powerful ways. You will come to know God as you are drawn and enact this law in prayer. Even within yourself, the law of attraction will draw your mind and soul together so that you may resonate as one integrated self. That has many gifts and faculties which can be utilized for the benefit of others in powerful and beautiful ways. You are learning with each day. You are coming to know your true self. You are drawing to God and receiving the great elixir of the soul, so that you are empowered, transformed, and awakened. In this, the laws of creation become quite evident, and with your knowledge of them, so you will walk in the world in greater harmony and greater light, a beautiful channel for God, bringing greater light to the world. This is God's desire for you, beloved souls. This is God's desire for all in the world, that all may indeed resonate in truth, in love and light. And as there is a body of individuals who are living in this way, so they will draw more and more to them creating an effect that will be exponential and powerful to transform the world. May you continue to draw light to you, beloved souls. May you continue to understand what you carry, the power of your own gifts, the power of your own free will to enact those gifts, be a channel of God's will in the world. Enlightenment will come, my beautiful friends. Enlightenment is yours as you grow in God's love. May you find deep peace, deep joy in this great journey of life. May you come to know God more deeply, more profoundly with each prayer. May you see yourselves expressed in a sea of light, a soul of love, a mind in harmony with truth, a body that is strong and able to move in the world. In these things, you will be God's children and channels of love. You are my brothers and sisters, and I am with you always. Beloved, beloved souls, my love for you is great. My love for all in the world is great. And indeed, in time, we will bring greater light, greater truth. So the world is transformed and healed in love. As God blesses us all upon this journey, I thank you. I give my love to you. I am your brother and friend, Jesus. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.